WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, Spartan Nation. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of reality and motivation, bringing you another episode of Spartan Mindset. Train Savage, live free, dominate every day. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects all of us at some point, fear and anxiety. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your mind races faster, and suddenly everything feels like a hurdle? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Fear doesn't have to control you. In fact, it can be your secret weapon. Think about it like this. Fear is just information. It's your body's way of saying, hey, something might be a bit risky here. But instead of letting that information paralyze you, what if we used it to fuel our fire? That's where affirmations come in. Those powerful statements that can rewire your brain and turn fear into confidence. Now, I know what you're thinking. Affirmations? Isn't that a little woo-woo? Listen, I get it. They might sound a bit unconventional at first, but trust me on this one. This isn't about chanting magic words and wishing for things to change. It's about consciously choosing your thoughts and beliefs. Every day we're bombarded with messages that can chip away at our confidence, feeding those fears. Affirmations are like tiny shields, deflecting negativity and reinforcing the strength you already have inside. Let's get specific. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer fear and anxiety with affirmations. 1. Identify your fears. Before you can fight them, you gotta know what you're dealing with. Take some time to really pinpoint those anxieties that hold you back. Is it public speaking? Starting a new project? What triggers your fear responses? 2. Craft. Powerful affirmations. This is where the magic happens. Your affirmations should be positive, present tense, and specific. Instead of saying, I wish I wasn't afraid, try something like, I am brave and confident. Focus on what you want to feel, not what you want to avoid. 3. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Just like learning a new language or skill, affirmations take practice. Make them a part of your daily routine. Say them out loud, write them down, visualize them, whatever works best for you. Consistency is key here. 4. Believe it to become it. This is the most crucial part. Don't just mindlessly repeat words, truly feel them. Imagine yourself embodying those qualities. How would a confident person act? What would they say? Start acting like the version of yourself that isn't afraid. 5. Celebrate small victories. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a win. Did you manage to speak up in a meeting? Did you tackle that project that was scaring you? Acknowledge those wins and celebrate them. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated on your journey. Let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up. Ever felt that knot in your stomach, the racing heart, the sudden urge to hide under your desk? You're not alone. But what if instead of letting fear paralyze you, you used affirmations to shift your perspective? You could start by saying, I am prepared and confident. I have valuable insights to share. Visualize yourself delivering a captivating presentation, engaging the audience with ease. Instead of focusing on what might go wrong, imagine the positive outcomes, the applause, the recognition, the impact you'll make. See how powerful that shift in thinking can be? Remember, Spartans, overcoming fear and anxiety isn't about eliminating it altogether. It's about mastering your response to it. Affirmations are a powerful tool to help you do just that. Embrace them, practice them consistently, and watch as they transform your mindset, one positive affirmation at a time. So there you have it, Spartan Nation. 5 key takeaways to conquer fear and anxiety with affirmations. Remember, train savage, live free, dominate every day, starting now. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, one Spartan step at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.